is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another exciting, vivacious and explosive edition of Nailed It in Guardian 96.9 FM. I'm Leonard Sands along with...
I am Deborah Deal.
And we have a guest in the studio, but we're going to introduce her later. So we're going to start the show a little different, Debbie.
I just want to... Anybody who's listening out there, if anybody's heard of BatterBox, BatterBox is a... it's an association that takes young baseball players away to play games and to win and try to get scholarships and that kind of stuff. So what they're doing today, right now, starting at 6:30, they are having a game, and it's a parents' game. The parents
are
actually
playing.
Yes, the parents are playing.
That's
dangerous.
And
what they're doing with this game is my grandson Cameron... goes on trips with BatterBox. He was supposed to go on one with iElite, but my son-in-law had a stroke. So and then he had brain surgery, and so we are doing a fundraiser. So BatterBox has said what they're going to do is every person who plays is going to donate $50, and the money that goes to that will go to my son-in-law. So
wanted
to announce that, and if anybody knows where they play, which I believe it's right out in where... Bankers Field and Jazz Chisholm play, if I'm not mistaken. So the game will probably be an hour and a half, 2 hours. So if you're in that area, go watch.
Stop by.
Support everybody. And if anybody wants to support my son-in-law, Kevin Coakley, you can go on his WhatsApp. And we're always doing updates as to what's going on.
Awesome.
And that's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Debbie, for that.
You're welcome.
Wonderful public service announcement. And if I could play baseball and softball any better, I would come over there, but I'm pretty sure I can't. The kids will embarrass me significantly.
Well, now the kids will be watching their parents play.
And the parents are probably better at me because at least they watch the games. So today we're gonna look at, you know, and I'm trying to contain myself because there's a lot of things I'd like to say, but I can't say. There's a lot of topics that we should cover. We can't cover. But in the midst of all of that, one of the things I always am reminded about is this. How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
I'm I say that in the context of the Bahamian Contractors Association and the persons who are vested in progressing an idea of licensing for contractors and promoting best practices of construction in this country. We've been at it for a long time. And someone asked, why don't you stop? Because we haven't gotten the thing, the one thing that we've been fighting for yet. And there are days when we are very disappointed that in a very progressive nation like this is at times, there's so much that we can do, we don't do. And we understand the dynamics of a lot of things. And people think contractors aren't connected enough to the issues outside of construction. In every home, there's someone who is going through something or dealing with something but we still have to show up every day mm-hmm. and go to work for Debbie or go to work for someone else. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what they carry with them to that job site and that you still expect them to perform. Mm-hmm. You think that's easy? That's not easy. And I imagine, and I'm only speaking with construction because that's mm-hmm. obviously where my leaning is.
I'm just glad that doctor that operated on my son-in-law mm-hmm. had a license.
Well, of course. So we approach it with such passion because just like everyone else, it's important for us to show up and do what we say we're going to do to mm-hmm. the best of our abilities. Mm-hmm. And people rely on us. And the men and women who are in this are no different from anyone else. So the Bahamian Contractors Association is just about shining a light on the great men and women out there who are in the construction space, in whatever aspect of construction, that they are doing what they can to be a part of the best that they can be in this space. Now, today our conversation is going to be about, this is for a PSA, I want all the contractors and persons in the construction space to listen in, because the BCA has been getting some really, really good PR, some really, really good support and help on how to brand ourselves and push our message out. We had a great mix and mingle, and we had a good friends. What's Ethan Teal's name? Lifestyles Media Group.
Yes.
They were our first media exposure. Really, that we did. And they did a great job of branding and helping to push out our message and our videos and stuff for our mix and mingle, which was a phenomenal success.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've focused on our website and our Instagram, and we're really trying to push out information for people to see our members and our great members. We have several hundred of them. And if you go on our Facebook page, and I want to invite person to check out the Bahamian Contractors Association on Facebook and Instagram, every single day we highlight a member, several members, in fact. But to speak to us a little bit more about why that's important, and if you're a contractor, wouldn't you want thousands of people to see your company on the Facebook? We're going to ask one of the owners and directors of Lion's Den Consultants. Don't
Lions
let the name.
Rest.
Sorry, Lions Rest. Not Den?
No.
Well, you're resting in a den, don't you?
No, definitely not.
Lions Rest Consulting.
You rest before you pounce.
You pounce then rest.
No. Well,
what did it do?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So, Madam Carrie, please introduce yourself to the listening audience and tell us about Lions Rest Consultant and what you're doing specifically with the Bahamian Contractors Association.
Okay. Well, firstly, thank you guys for having us here. We appreciate you both. It's lovely to be here. We had a very lively discussion before we went on air.
On air.
Hence why we're so fired up. So thank you much for having us. So I am Kadrin Carey. I am the founder and owner of Lions Rest Group of Companies. And Lions Rest Consulting is working with the BCA, of which I am a member. And I am a contractor at heart. I've known Leonard now for several years, mm-hmm. and I mentioned at the BCA meeting that I actually have a certificate to prove it.
Yes, and you sent it to me.
Yes, I have an entry-level contractor's certification from 2013.
Yeah.
So I've been in this game for a very long time. I'm a certified PM and a certified international project manager. And now the BCA is our newest client, and we handle their social media and their PR. So we plan to make a tremendous impact for all of their members. As Leonard said, we are spotlighting each of the members, mm-hmm. and we have been doing that. And we also ask the members to reach out to Donna. The phenomenal Donna is what I call her. She's mm-hmm. the all-around admin that the BCA has for any information that they're having or any videos that they want us to post on our social media. And the BCA is here to help. We have a lot of different members from different parts of the construction, whether it be if you are selling actual construction material, whether you're doing engineering consulting, You know, we have a lot of members that are able to assist. We are in the hurricane belt, and we are in the hurricane season. So we also have the members that you can reach out. You can go on our page and click, because our page is also phenomenal. You can go into different categories and see which member is there for you. We had our members meeting yesterday, and our members can meet with us online if you're not able to come off of the job site and or out of the office on Facebook. And that is run live and is the last Wednesday of every month.
Yes.
So
Ms. Gary, let me not to cut you, let me ask you a specific question.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I told you some concepts that I wanted.
Yes.
And I have to say, I was very impressed with how quickly you was able to respond, specifically with what we're doing on our social media. So I pulled up our Instagram page right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen three highlights, one for Dynamic Builders, one for Trusco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the other one. That's just today.
Yes.
That's just today.
Yes.
Question. How do you believe highlighting contractors in the way that we're doing it is going to help the contractor?
Well, firstly, there are so many, I would say, vehicles that are driving around that have contractors just haphazardly slapped on the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you see it visually on social media, you can say, I saw that on BCA.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very visual, but there's a QR code. And when you scan the QR code, it takes you to our membership page.
Yeah. Now, that's what I like. And that's what go over that.
Mm-hmm.
That. This is what I was talking about, Debbie. That's mm-hmm. dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
When you scan the QR code, it pulls you into the BCA's website.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it brings more traffic
mm-hmm.
to the BCA website where mm-hmm. you learn not only about the contractor,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
learn about all the things that the BCA is doing.
Yes.
I thought that was nasty.
And oftentimes you see, like, to be perfectly honest, Veritas, which is one of our members,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea who they were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a name.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really go into what they are. So
yeah, because the name isn't connected to what they do.
Yeah, and you know, you could see that on a vehicle and you wonder, I don't know what that is all about. What does that word mean? Oh, I don't even know.
Yes.
I would have never thought that they were, you know, they do cost consulting and
yes.
all that kind of
yes.
stuff. And I would have never guessed that.
Yes.
So that's, I think, that's so important about when you have an ad, it needs to be able to tell people something.
Yes.
Right? And you have to be specific.
At the mm-hmm. at the meeting yesterday,
yeah.
I did announce
mm-hmm.
that we can come mm-hmm. to the job site and or your mm-hmm. actual office and
mm-hmm.
do just a quick video.
Mm-hmm.
And we did get a lot of responses from the persons that were at the
Great.
At the meeting. But I think everyone was just hyped about the prizes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I leave early.
Yeah,
you did?
You missed out.
I had to.
Oh, yeah.
You missed out on the prizes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We had to get to the
hospital. We'll do it again for you next
yeah.
Next
yeah.
lunch.
So we plan to go and just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a call already coming in. Let's take this call and see what they got to,
okay.
to say. Calling you live.
Calling to you all.
How are you, sir?
I'm holding, thank God.
Thanks, Raymond.
Your guest sound is a beautiful woman.
Yeah, I am surrounded today.
Heck, I got you. Well, a beautiful day to you all.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to ask, right? In your dialogue, you mentioned, okay, I'll make it simple. Let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you part of this seabed with your constructing or your advising or anything as such?
The seabed?
No, that would be the environment.
No.
That would be the environmental persons.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you're going to build, underwater, you have to.
Well,
get
there are rules and regulations as to what you can do. I just happen to sit on the National Climate Change Committee, which has now changed its name. I can't remember the acronym. So in one instance, I'm able to, you know, talk about the things that we are supposed to do and not supposed to do and the reason for the damage and how it's going to affect us. On the other, it's you're going to find more scientists and environmentalists, that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
discussing those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they discuss an issue, then we can actually go into that issue, you know?
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
if somebody were to buy a piece of property, right, here in Nassau or the Bahamas, mm-hmm. and it includes some a part of the marine, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
right? That's like probably a reef or anything as such,
mm-hmm.
marine. So what do you do in a situation like that? Who gives you who gives the person, license or the employer license to buy a place or such?
When you buy property and it's waterfront, whatever's in the waterfront, only up to high tide, from high tide up is your property. Anything above, below that is not. You're not allowed to which I've seen in Coral Harbor in the lakes there. I've seen them just keep filling in and filling in and filling in. And then, the people on the other side maybe 100 feet in.
That's against the law.
It's against the law, and people need to report it. And if it's reported now, we also had Dr. Rhianna Neely and Desiree.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a French last
name.
Yeah,
I can't remember that.
She was on, and she's the one who's the enforcer.
Yeah.
So, and she's with the Royal Bahamas Defense Force.
Mm-hmm.
So things are now actually in place, but of course, she's one.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes, we have a lot of water here.
No way. You're joking.
Not like you know what I was going to say. But anyhow, my main point is here. It's ours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we dealing with underwater stuff? Are we dealing with going so deep into the... to the earth until you get the water and run it into the sea or some of that sort?
You mean like what water and sewage do? Where they drill
in? They need to come right here. Whatever they does, they need to come spend Street off Mason's position. And they be nasty because mm-hmm. I've spoken to them
mm-hmm.
many times about the situation right here. And they're not doing anything. I can't really deal with nasty people.
Well, it may be an issue with they actually don't have an authority to deal with, but I believe in a matter of public health and safety, they can take a look at it. I'll tell you this though, before we go, continue to call and continue to ask for them to come and attend to the issue, because like Debbie was saying the other day, I believe that if you consistently do that, you're going to reach one person who actually is going to do their job.
Yeah, somebody's going to care.
Yeah, somebody's going to care. Mm-hmm. But if you don't,
ripping off the Band-Aid. You just keep ripping off the Band-Aid. You never let it heal. Yeah.
Anyhow, thank you so much for calling.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
So, Kadrian, let's talk about why you thought it was important for the integration that you did, where you put up the QR code and it pulled you to the website. Why did Lions Rest feel that that was more dynamic than some of the static advertising that we do see on Facebook?
Well, in our briefing with my team, because I'm not only just, mm-hmm. one person, with the graphic artist and the other brand manager, he suggested that would be the quickest way for everyone to have a landing page.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get them to the actual website,
mm-hmm.
then we can capture them. So this is actually phase one. So this is what we're doing for these first 3 weeks. So phase two is going to be the videos, which we're planning on doing next week.
Now, that's exciting.
Yes.
The videos. So talk to us a little, get the contractors who are going to be highlighted in these videos. Get them excited about what is it going to
mean. This is another concept.
What does it mean?
Okay, this is another concept
mm-hmm.
that the team also wanted to talk about
mm-hmm.
because you mentioned it also. With the holistic approach that Lions Rest Consultants, what we do for all of our companies, when we come together, we brainstorm. So even though BCA is an association and organization,
mm-hmm.
we still, because I'm a part of it,
mm-hmm.
need to have funding. So when you think of a contractor, let's do it like we have a house.
Mm-hmm.
So a house, we need to have a structure.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need to have the inner workings of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have contractors. But when you're building a house, you also need to have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to have food for the house.
Related things and outside.
So we need to let the greater population know that the Bahamas Contractors Association is for contractors, yes, but we also need supporting bodies.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you can also be a contractor in the Bahamas Contractors Association, but, hey, we also need paint.
Yeah.
We also need supplies.
Mm-hmm.
We also need...
Consultants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also need food.
Mm-hmm.
The guys, then, they're always on the road. They also need fuel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe these other corporate persons need to come to a meeting or two to see, these guys need to be mobile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also need heavy equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So it pays to actually come in dividends and monetarily to our meetings and to join the association. So if you're going through Facebook and you're seeing, hey, these people, they do trust. Hey, they get cement. And you just scan the code and you go on the website.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be more visual. You're going to be more mobile in going through the actual website.
Right. One thing I'd like to bring up about that is we've talked about this before. Somebody once had said, well, it's supposed to be for the Contractors Association. And I said, well, a contractor can't be a contractor without subcontractors and without building suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage subcontractors and building suppliers to be a part. We also include insurance persons because they are the ones that actually are the ones that would be insuring us.
Yeah.
So,
and you need to have insurance.
Yes, you need to. So, and that's another thing that we've got on the back. Well, anyway, something that we're going to
not on the back, but something
now.
We're working on.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes. We're almost there. We're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, so we can't. A contractor is nobody without everybody.
Without everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's why we always encourage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a homeowner, if you want to join. Come and join and see what we're doing.
Most
even definitely. If you're somebody who wants to build sometime in the future, come and see what we're all about and who are part of our team, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that's
this
so
is
important.
This is what our team was saying. Mm-hmm. Also, they're like, Ms. Carey, you also need to let them know that the meetings were free. I was like, yes, everyone just come to the meetings.
Yeah.
The meetings were free.
People didn't know that.
No, they did not know.
Yeah, well, because the word luncheon sounds so fancy-dancy, right? We should say we're brown bagging it the last Wednesday. You know, we'll have a car there with the trunk open and the pans in there, so that you will feel at home.
Chicken in the bag, Debbie.
Yes,
yeah. Chicken in the bag.
Yes, you know
oh
what I mean.
God.
So I think because people hear luncheon, they think they have to dress up, they have to dress up, and no, just come.
Yes,
just come.
That's why. That's why they were like, yes, they like the idea of pushing it on social media. I mean, you don't want to anger the employers, but a lot of people, they have 45 minutes for lunch. They warm their food in the little cafeteria, the lunchroom, their phone up if they can listen to it and just watch it. And it's informative, like you say. Everyone's always doing renovations.
It's live on Facebook.
Everyone's always doing little home improvement. You know, if we have a landscaping company, if we have the, I don't want to say company, but if we have someone that sells paint, if we have, you know, someone that does for fumigation or air quality, all of these are important things, and you're sitting there on your lunch hour and you're being informed, you know, it's not forced on you. So these are the things that the BCA does, and it has to be something where it's kind of fun learning, where people want to come every month, and then it will only be a monthly meeting. It'll be a bi-monthly
meeting. And then out of all the members we have, because that's on our website, you can actually see who is a member, right? And you and if you're not one of those people and you're think, well, these people are on there. Well, that's competition. I want to be on there, too. And I'm going to start my company with the letter A, so I'll be at the beginning of the list.
Now you're going back to marketing from the 70s.
Yes.
That's what they used to do. That's why so many companies
start
need
with Acme. A.
Yes. Because
A1.
You were the first one in the phone book.
Yes.
Literally. That's what you learn in marketing. Yes.
It's a big marketing tool.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really important for that. You know, the industry is not just, it's static.
Yeah.
It's not still.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And anybody who thinks it is
they're not
wrong.
Connected to it. I tell you one thing. I just to add to this. on any given day, Debbie, I wouldn't even like to look at what you are. You could get BDC Ally in front of your call log on a day. I guarantee you got like 50, 60 people a day you call.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
So that tells you it's not, we're not one person. On any given day, you have to speak to so many trades, make so many calls to suppliers or insurance or whoever just to understand your scope of work you're doing and deal with and deliver the product.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what part of these conversations that we're having on air about construction is for persons who don't really intimately understand how construction works to get a sense of what all's involved in it. I had a client before who said, well, you know, I tell you what, just charge me to install something and I will supply it. I say, okay, you understand that you are now buying this thing from the States.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find a customs broker.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get it cleared.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick it up.
And pray to God this it's not damaged.
This is a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Get it to the site, and then I touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm doing that,
and you have to
have the relationships to get all of that done.
Right.
You have to learn your first time how to do that.
And when you get that sink to the site, if you are using that sink for the countertop, the people who are doing the countertop have to have that sink so that they can actually make the template for to go into the countertop.
So there's a lot of integration.
Oh my goodness gracious.
There's a lot of things that people don't see when they deal with your contractor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you take on that role, those are the things you now have to do. I tell people, I like the labor-only stuff, but just know, it has to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help you with it. So it's on the dock now. Okay, great. Give me a call when it's on the site. Then you got to hire a low boy. If you're
they don't even know where
I know what a low boy is.
You're
almost
want to
do the trivia just now. I'm like, I want a listener who is a non-contractor call the radio and tell us you need a low boy.
I actually still have prizes in the car, Debbie. I still have prizes in the car.
I know you know.
I know. I'm just teasing.
And so this is what we talk about. It's not the average stuff we're dealing with. There's stuff that's just specific to construction and our experiences with it that you have to know you need to do the things you need to do. And so I just want us to
this is why, ladies and gentlemen, come to the meetings.
It's not for everyone.
This is why you be on Facebook and listen. These are just general conversations between us that we know.
Mm-hmm.
But you as a first-time homeowner, you're just left in the dark.
Make comments on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Don't just look at it. Yeah. Don't let us know that you've looked at it. If it's something that you think you should share, share it, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, make comments. We need your help because we need your guidance as well. We don't always see everything that you do, and you don't see everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Help us out.
Let me talk about something that I think we're going to get to, and I think this is the natural progression of construction and contracting in the country. Notwithstanding our push for the licensing of contractors and the board, beyond that, we need to move the relationship when it does not go right in construction from going to litigation to going to arbitration. And even if it's not formal yet, which we're still very working on with Bahamas arbitration, you know, push that we have and the new president, which is Mr. Michael Diggis and their team trying to work on getting this arbitration center.
Because most contracts do say arbitration instead of going to court.
Court, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the value in that is that I believe, Catherine, you're in the room and Debbie in the room, and let's say you had a contract, and there was not gross, you know, defects. Let's say, Catherine, you didn't, the door swung and it binds, okay? The door swings, it's hung, but it binds upon locking. And in an arbitration situation, all right, now Debbie or Catherine, the person going to say, what's the real impact of this door binding? You know, it's a defect. Okay, I'll tell you what, I owe you $10,000 more. You know, it's the cost of having a carpenter come in there and adjust the hinges so the door won't bind, maybe $150.
Mm-hmm.
That's a conversation that could happen between two people sitting across. You take that to litigation,
I know.
That's a $10,000 conversation.
But everything, for no reason. But everything you've just said is in the Contractors Construction Act.
Yes.
So, and if the board had been chosen and we were licensed and registered, there would be a way to actually deal with that.
Yeah, so.
And if the contractor was really at fault, mm-hmm. that contractor would have to pay for all of the things and or lose his license or her license.
Before we go into all of that, I think let me speak to the, mm-hmm. the part of that defects liability clause in the act.
Uh-huh.
That really was plugged in there, not for all general construction.
Mm-hmm.
That was there for the residential building program
mm-hmm.
that was by the Ministry of Housing.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember when this was passed, 2016. So you roll this back to the last iteration of the government when they really had a bad fallout, building a lot of homes, and then a year or two later, they had a lot of defects.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time when the Act was passed, that part of the Act that speaks to the defects compensation scheme was specifically for contracts.
Like insurance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just an insurance that provided some money so that, let's say you got a home, and it spread it for the whole industry because they wanted everyone to pay into it.
Mm-hmm.
So the government didn't want to have to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get this insurance. You have an umbrella insurance, which means that if there was a defect, rather than the government, what they had to do, come millions of dollars to fix their housing communities would have a lot of defect. The fund would be there for them to say, okay, I need to repair that window. That's $300.
Mm-hmm.
Contractors already finished the work. Don't have to worry about it. They pull in his insurance. They get the insurance company, get the $300, get another contractor, fix the window. So it's a smart thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I think there was still a lot of flushing out it needs to do. But compared to zero, you know, compared to zero, which some certain instances it didn't happen, because I have to imagine in the housing situation, the time might have expired under the contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you had all risk insurance, all risk doesn't cover defects.
No.
See, people don't want it. All risk doesn't cover defects.
And this is another
all risk
thing.
Covers exposure to the contractor and the client in certain instances.
Okay, good.
There's a wall we need to paint. No insurance coverage covers that. So this defects liability scheme was to provide their funding to do that. So I think there needs to be, people need to appreciate that. That right now, if you have a contract with me, Debbie, and we have agreement to build something, and either I can have the money to fix it, but what if I don't have the money? I need to have a different type of insurance to have the money to
go to court and take your truck.
Oh, you could.
Oh, yeah, I'm just joking.
You could try.
But no, but
I was just about to say that's why we back to trying to do
arbitration.
You understood how stupid it sounded when I said that, because how's a contractor going to work without a truck?
Without a truck.
It doesn't matter how idiotic it sounds. I'm sorry to say, but sometimes that's just how nature works.
Yeah.
You know, big man, I want my truck. This is how it is. And this is, unfortunately, this is the nature of construction in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And
very people, adversarial.
Very much so.
Adversarial.
And people, they have a bad taste in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
And with reason.
Yes.
And with reason.
You know,
and
you
reason.
Hear the stories of, you know, a single mother who was saving for so long, and she have, you know, Grammy property, and she went to the bank, and she already got this drawn up, and everything was working out fine, and it almost finished, 75% finish, and she somehow got an occupancy certificate, and then when you go in there, you're like...
yeah.
How does it get like this?
And that happens.
Yes.
And that happens.
You know, and she's left with her hands up, and she's trying to figure out what to do.
What to do.
See, in the United States and Canada, you go to jail for that.
Yeah.
See? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if the board was chosen and that act was, you know, if they were going by with the act and everybody knew who everybody was, because
mm-hmm.
your license number is 345
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
you're
right
567
there.
And
yeah,
I'm 8910.
Right
we have that, and it's on
mm-hmm.
our truck, it's on our business cards, it's
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks
then
to that. Then
we could do it, and we wouldn't have to deal with all of that kind of foolishness.
It speaks to that because I went to training
mm-hmm.
In North America,
mm-hmm.
and they had heavy equipment,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying, oh, you need this to keep the soil down, you need this water truck,
mm-hmm.
and you need
mm-hmm.
this, and you can't leave the site with this dust and stuff, because
mm-hmm.
people will take
mm-hmm.
your lot number off of the truck, and they'll call the
city.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
Wow.
Yeah, it's intense.
But that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why our country can't have that. We expect people from those countries to come and visit us, mm-hmm. right? And to stay in the Airbnbs and mm-hmm. the houses and hotels mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. They expect them to come. Mm-hmm. They want that. We keep seeing the numbers. Boy, every week there's something about tourists, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. What about us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about us? Why is it always tourists? Why can't we as Bahamians have what we should be having, but we actually have to prepare things for people
someone
to come
else.
Into our country, mm-hmm. but they don't care about what we have or what we do or how we could be protected.
Debbie, nobody is accountable anymore. I went somewhere the other day to buy an appliance, and I was looking at it for one of my friends. It was not in English. It was not in Espanol.
Mm-hmm.
It was further mm-hmm. in Asia, and I asked them for, one, the manual,
mm-hmm.
two, is it at ISO standard? And they look at me like I was crazy.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what? I said, did you guys go to a trade show or something? I said, how did you even meet these people to buy this? And I told them, but they have a whole trailer in the back.
Right.
And I'm like dumbfounded. How did it even get in the country?
And the thing about buying a refrigerator, if it's not from a legitimate company,
uh-huh.
is a lot of countries, like Mexico is one of the countries, right, that they, what they'll do is you can get your chip. So let's say you go to buy a stainless steel refrigerator, fridge freezer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get a good one, that's legitimate,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be $3,000, $4,000, mm-hmm. right? But you can buy one that looks exactly the same for about $1,500, and that's what people will buy. But I will guarantee you, Dimes to Donuts, that door is not insulated, because they do not insulate the door. That's why they are able to sell them so inexpensively.
Mm.
And this is one of the problems that happens in two or three different countries in the world where this happens. But somebody will get that, and somebody else is going to go in, and they're going to see this big sign saying, stainless steel fridge, you know, fridge freezer, and they show you the picture, and mm-hmm. it's $1,200. You think, wow, I want that. And then you go get that, and then all of a sudden your energy bill is ridiculously high because the refrigerator is the only thing that is plugged in from the time you buy it till the time you switch it with another one,
mm-hmm.
right? So that energy, you know, it's probably a 10-amp refrigerator, too, instead of a 5-amp refrigerator, which is half of the energy cost to run it.
And this is starting to be my fear also,
mm-hmm.
Leonard, with construction supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember our trip?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was looking at the tiles and stuff. The tiles were aesthetically pleasing, but they were incredibly thin.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking on shipping. And I'm like, How's it going to ship all the way from India?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How is it going to ship?
It'll be just a nice mosaic by the time you finish.
Or they shrink wrap the heck out of it,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't. You know, the thinness of it could be mitigated if they actually put in between it, which we receive tiles from.
But if
they
made a tile that cheap, you think they're going to spend all that money to actually do that?
They put cardboard in between every single tile.
No, I understand that, but that it costs money and mm-hmm. labor to actually do
they
that.
Buy it for pennies on a dollar. You can do that. But this discussion we're going with so far. I think we got a break coming up.
We do.
We're going to take our first commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Okay.
When we started StormFrame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at StormFrame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the odd hours.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates as little as 5% down for first-time buyers and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines, maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
When your building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. And we are back. Welcome back to Nailed It. We got in 96.9 FM. Just want to give you the numbers for you to call in and join in the conversation. Our telephone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and from the Family of Islands, 300-5720. Text line is powered by BTC. It is 422-GR96. That is 422-4796. We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsors of this show, Nailed It, and we could not be on the air and into your living rooms without our wonderful sponsors. And we have ART Development, MST Bar Suppliers. This is the new wave of construction materials for reinforcement. CB Bahamas, Bahamas Safety Solutions. If you're going to be out there doing construction, you need to do it safely. Insurance management, everything for insurance you need to have, call our friends at Insurance Management. Veritas Consultants, Cost Engineers, and Trainers, Veritas Consultants, and Family Guardian Group Insurance Companies Limited. Thank you to our friends at Family Guardian that keep us on the air and is working on a special project for us. So before we get started, I think we have a call holding. Let's take this call. Call you live. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Colette and Don and Debbie.
Hi.
Good afternoon. You are not a non-experienced caller, so I know you can't be calling for that trivia. Because you know the answer.
No. I missed the meeting yesterday.
You did. We gave out six prizes. I don't know. Did we give out six, Adrian? More than six? We gave out six.
I think I still have one for, what was his name?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Well, since you've called, you got to supply the answer. Kadrian has your gift in the car, so you can tell us what it is.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. Hold on. Yes, I do.
Yes, you have it in the
car.
Yes,
I have it in the car.
So what's a low boy for the listening audience so they know?
Hello? Yeah, you're asking me a question?
Yeah, I said,
Are you calling because are you calling of the question that was asked, or
what
do you
is
have
a low boy?
You want
that
to speak
was a question.
About?
No, you're going to talk about something else.
Yes, I'm totally enjoying the conversation.
Okay.
I just want to get your guest name.
It's very, Kadrian, very Kerry.
You know, encouraging.
Oh.
You know, I'm always behind you, Leonard, to you know, as your, you know, I do what I can do to invite contractors, that sort of thing, out for years now. Yeah, so it's really, really encouraging, you know, with my role as a project administrator in the construction field for years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just wanted to encourage you guys.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you so much.
And have you seen the member spotlights on our Instagram and Facebook page?
I do see it. Instagram, I think. LinkedIn as well. At LinkedIn.
We haven't started on LinkedIn. I've been trying to nail Leonard down so that we can do some more in-depth information from him. Mm-hmm. And we are going to try and nail him down to do some more blogging. But, you know, Leonard is busy. He's always spearheading everything.
Yeah, this is the second rodeo around.
I'm telling you, yeah, we're doing a lot.
Well, I do what I can do to make my contribution.
Yeah, well, absolutely appreciate that, and we appreciate you doing all you can. Yeah, we certainly do enjoy you at our meetings. You know, I noticed that you was in there last on Wednesday, but I say I know you're probably doing something.
I had an emergency. So.
Oh gosh, okay.
I appreciate that.
I was on my way to you, but I had to divert.
Of course. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the call, and we certainly look forward to seeing you at our next luncheon.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Be safe.
Okay, thank you. So going back to our conversation about contracting space, and it's almost interesting when we have these conversations. You know, people don't sometimes appreciate all the dynamics that involve in construction.
Mm-hmm.
In the conversation today, we had an opportunity to meet with the fine folks at the Ministry of Housing. And I will say it was a very, very good meeting. Thank you very much for the invitation from the minister, Keith R. Bell, and the also the PS, and we had the director of the Small Homes Repair Program, Mr. Clark, Jeffrey Clark.
Jeffrey Clark,
on Triple
yes.
S2, and also Mr. Penn, mm-hmm. And our minister, Lisa Ramming. So we did have a good group. We learned a lot. Very, very good meeting. One of the things we were talking about off the record was the assumptions that people make about people who are in construction and contracting. So let me give you an example. If I tell you I have a $1 million contract, what does that mean to you?
You got money.
Yeah, that's what someone thinks. Someone thinks I have $1 million. And I said that in the room, I said no. I've heard someone say, I have a $1 million contract. And the way how my brain calculates that if my profit margin is 10%, 10% of $1 million is how much?
$100,000.
Mm-hmm. I have $100,000. Mm-hmm. The $900,000 is to deliver the project. Now let's scale it back.
But this it's actually not $900,000. Don't forget, you need your contingency plan.
Forget the contingency. No. Forget. So
this is what goes in the brain.
Yeah, oh, he's just talking with layman's terms.
Layman's terms.
Okay, yeah.
So let's pull that back. Even at $1 million, that's just pure profit. That's on top of everything. That's pure profit. 100,000 of it is only yours as profit.
Mm-hmm.
The cost in delivering the product is the other 900.
Okay.
Let's pull it down to a smaller number. Where I tell people all the time, they misunderstand that for the most part, contractors, and I'm going to start saying it this way so contractors and clients can understand something. $100,000 contract means that I have fiduciary responsibility for the management of material and labor up until $90,000. So only $10,000 out of the $100,000 is actually mine. And out of the 90, another portion of that is owed to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that same 90, another portion of it is owed to all the warehouses and suppliers. Out of the 90, the other portion is owed to your laborers and your employees. And so when you look at the scope of this $100,000, when you just put put the $10,000 in your bank account, and you can work hard for the rest of that time managing the 90.
To make sure that you can do it
less
than 90.
If it costs $91,000, Debbie, where's the 1,000 coming from?
My profit.
That same 10.
Yeah.
If it costs $96,000, Debbie, where's the 6 coming from? Yeah. That same 10.
You might as well stay home.
If it costs $101,000, where's the 1,000 coming from?
Out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
I say that to people who want to get into this space to make something very clear to you. It is an industry that you can make money
But you have to. You have to be there. You've got to be very careful.
Very careful, because there's an industry you could lose a lot of money.
Right. You have. You can't. Quickly. You can't just buy stuff and not record the invoices.
You got to know,
every single penny.
You got to be meticulous.
Yes, and you got to make sure that if your subcontractor says $10,000, that's it.
That's it.
And you have to, otherwise, you have to have something in your contract that says that if there's any cost overruns,
Who's gonna pay it?
Right. Well, I mean, for COVID, right, when materials went up, if your contract didn't have it, the client didn't have to pay. But then you still wouldn't be able to finish the job. So there had to be some kind of negotiation.
I mean,
but you know what I mean? Those are all
things.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
So I want the listening audience, and some of them may be contractors, realize, if your friend tells you, boy, I got $500,000 contract.
Oh, great.
How much did he ask you of? You have $50,000 profit.
Yeah.
Assuming all things go well and perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the messaging I want people to understand. When you hear someone say, oh, the government just signed a $52 million project and Kadrian Kadri is the contractor, that doesn't mean she gets $52 million. What is the cost of the project?
That is alleged.
That's alleged.
That's
right.
Alleged.
So let's see what. If the project costs $49 million,
mm-hmm.
then really you got $3 million. People listen to numbers.
Yes, they do.
And they don't appreciate that cost hasn't been a part of the conversation.
Right. And the course that we have, the Bahamian Contractors course, that actually talks all about how to actually do it properly.
Oh, yes, please, Leonard, let them know that we're working on a curriculum for everyone that's going to be open for everyone also.
Yeah, and so there's a number of things we got going on. One of the things I wanted to plug in right now is that the contractor certification course is offered through our consultant, Veritas Consultants Limited. I think the date, and it's on Facebook. It's on their website, too.
Yeah.
And it should be up on our website.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pull up our website quickly and see what the date is, because I think the date is the 15th, 16th, and 17th. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So what is the exact date for our course there? Because it's on our website, I'm pretty sure.
I think it's August something.
It's August.
18th,
I think it's
or 16, something?
16, 17, and 18. Something like that for contractor certification course. Mm-hmm. We encourage all persons who have not done the contractor certification course, register quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Cost of class is
if you're a member, if you are a member and you have graduated from it, you will get a certificate from the BCA.
No, that's you pull up the luncheon. No, the contracts. I know I spoke to Brian. That was uploaded.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm gonna get everyone back to the information, but I know it's in August, and I think it's either the 15th. Or the weekend of the 18th for a contractor certification course. Some exciting things are.
I found it.
Found it?
When 18th to the 20th.
Yeah, there we go. 18th to the 20th. That's the contractor certification course. The cost online is $500. Plus VAT. You could go online on the form and register right now.
Okay.
I want to encourage persons to quickly go and do so because coming out of the meeting this morning with the Ministry of Housing, they already have 50 to 20 persons they have already earmarked to take the course.
Perfect.
Because, again, they are managing contractors.
Right.
And they need to know as much as possible how to manage contractors. So
that's perfect.
Run and register for the course.
Right.
It's going to be life-changing, if not business-changing, for you.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, we want to talk about a wonderful opportunity that we have through all our advocacy and talking and making headways. We do have a meeting tomorrow morning with the good Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to discuss, I hope, the Construction Contractors Act, the board possibly, and whatever exciting opportunity. So you just want to make our members aware of that. We've been fighting really hard to get an audience with the Prime Minister, and we're very gracious and happy.
Seven of our board members are coming. Three are traveling, unfortunately, so they can't be there. But
that's fine. We will have audience with him, and we will bring the concerns of our contractors to the Prime Minister. And he's been very, very aggressive in trying to meet with us. We had a misschedule before, and he came back the next day and said, hey, let's get together on this date, be at this place and time, and we definitely are going to be
there.
So that's exciting.
About that. It is.
We're very excited about that. Right? And so this information is just to let our contractors know that we are taking the message. We are taking your message to the Prime Minister and trying to help him understand that licensing is the most important thing for contractors mm-hmm. in the Commonwealth of Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get to the end of our wonderful dialogue, Ms. Carey, you ducked me because I want to talk about these spotlight videos. What kind of shape and form can that be? Because this is
so
a teaser.
So the spotlight
give
video.
Give our members a teaser so they could get excited to send
spotlight
in their
spotlight video. We're still formulating the script because the way how my team works, we like people to be more freeform.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it to be too scripted. We know the direction we want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we would like to possibly catch them out on the field.
Yeah, I think that would be exciting.
Possibly yeah. catch them in their office.
In their office or doing
we
some work.
We have two so far that we have secured.
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to talk about BCA.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to talk about what they would like to see the BCA do mm-hmm. and what they would like to see moving forward for contractors.
Mm-hmm.
That's the premise so far. But you know when you get people in front of the camera,
yeah,
they're blushing, mm-hmm. they're shy, you get a little bit of their personality, mm-hmm. you know. So we'll see what we're going to do. They're trying to push me for us to do a TikTok for the actual BCAs.
I hate TikTok.
Debbie, you may hate it, but the kids love it, Debbie.
I know.
Debbie, the kids love it.
I sign off on that. I think it's a great idea.
Can the kids get a mortgage?
So, but the thing is, see, that's the thing, Debbie. If we do a TikTok, then we have to keep up with it. That means that we're...
Oh, no, I understand. I just hate it.
I think we got to do it.
So that's what we're doing, you know.
Well,
but
good.
As young as I may look, Debbie, uh-huh. you know, I'm an 80s baby. But my team are much younger than me.
Yeah,
I have to listen to what they're saying. They come to me to sign off, mm-hmm. and, you know, today mm-hmm. was the 31st, it was a payday, mm-hmm. so I signed up on checks. So that's kind of what, you know, and a holiday is on Monday, so who's to say if anyone's actually going to be in the office tomorrow, but they know that we have to meet with the Prime Minister, so I'm expecting everyone to be there.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it may be empty around 4, but mm-hmm. they're young and they're innovative, so this is why, you know, we had to gradually change. You don't want to go on the Facebook page and all of a sudden there's this drastic change.
Oh, it's true.
Change.
I mean, a lot of people are not even really on Facebook. It's more Instagram, you know.
It's Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
And TikTok. You know,
but
so.
One of the things, you know, we talk about TikTok and about how people may not, Debbie, you may not be as excited about that. But I go back to my original love for watching construction shows on television.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time. You could take away all TV programming from my offering,
mm-hmm.
leave me with HGTV
mm-hmm.
and This Old House.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Yeah. I just about to tell you, people still watch This Old House.
Yeah, Bob
people
Vila.
Still watch that. Yeah.
Because in, I'll tell you what they like about in This Old House. If you're, now this isn't, I will say this. This Old House is for the true lovers of woodwork.
Mm,
it
yes.
is not for the novice.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're going to see sometime a whole show on just the guy working on turning a spindle
mm-hmm.
for a staircase
mm-hmm.
or doing one window detail, trimming it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the true carpentry
mm-hmm.
enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
So all the young persons who want to get into carpentry,
mm-hmm.
I would study and watch This Old House
like
it's no tomorrow. Because
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, you will learn to appreciate
mm-hmm.
the precise expertise it takes to trim out an old window.
Right. And if you don't see it when at your house,
they
weren't watching.
They weren't watching. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's one thing. And then HGTV for us, like I tell people, HGTV transformed a whole generation of enthusiasts into persons who want to build a house or improve their house and home makeovers and flipping
mm-hmm.
houses.
Yes.
Now there's a whole programming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And one of the desires I have is that we need to have, and I've often said this, we got to work on figuring out. We need to have our version of BHTV. I don't know what we're going to do. Something that's a whole
we
building.
Can't.
Sarah Parker had a show. She did have a show.
I think it still comes on HGTV, Bahamas Paradise or Bahamas something.
Yeah.
Realty.
Yeah.
I saw
I saw that. But I talk about from the ground up.
Yeah.
From excavation to key in somebody's hand that runs a whole year of building a house that's just for local
if
programming.
If we do it the conventional Bahamian way with all the holidays and everything in between and they knocking off at 3:00 on Fridays, I think you're looking at a year.
Yeah, but that's fine because you need a year programming.
Yeah.
But I think we can do it and I think it'll be a very interesting project for the public to see contractors day, week by week, every show, they're mm-hmm. building another part of the house. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be very exciting yeah. TV.
Well, to all the contractors out there, mm-hmm. you know, Lions Rest Consultants, you know, we're here and, you know, we can make this happen with BCA. So uh-huh. please contact us at, you know, 1242.
I'm just going to say what the number is.
1242-433-26.
Email.
I'm only playing because I mean
26. What's the other number? You stopped at 26.
26. 26. What?
Because
how is somebody going to call you?
Do you think that we can get this sponsored? Okay, so 1-242-433-2649. We are interested in sponsors.
Exactly. The only answer that you can get is either yes or no.
Agreed. 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 But yeah. honestly, it is a great idea. Mm-hmm. We can possibly partner with the BTVI mm-hmm. And have apprentices come in and know exactly what they're doing, understand mm-hmm. it. So it is a great idea. Yeah. This is how things start. Yeah. They start from an idea.
And there you go. Build a show live, build a product live. And people say, I watched them build this house on television mm-hmm. in the Bahamas first yeah. time. I think it's a great project.
Put some
effort into making this happen.
Yeah.
So closing thoughts before we get off the show. Closing thoughts for Lion Rest.
Lion's Rest is here to assist BCA and anyone in their branding, project management, HR management, and equipment rental for heavy equipment and sales. So I just gave my number. Let me do it again. 1-242-433-2649. Email is lionsrestconsulting@info.gmail.com, or the website is easier. It's lrgbahamas.com.
There we go. Okay. And Debbie, you want to go over that information you gave about the start of the show before we get over
Yes.
For persons
yes.
who
okay.
may not have heard in
yes.
their car.
Yes, okay. So my son-in-law had a stroke on Saturday
yeah.
and he had brain surgery Saturday evening. And yeah, so anyway, my youngest grandson plays baseball, and he has gone on a number of trips to the United States. Actually, he isn't going to be able to do the one Texas that he was supposed to go to today mm-hmm. because of this. But anyway, Batter's Box is one of the groups of persons who actually takes people away mm-hmm. for games and also for training and that kind of thing, and mm-hmm. also looking for scholarships and that type
for
of
the
thing.
Young
and,
people.
And
yeah,
for the young
pretty
people.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. My grandson's nine. Anyway, so Batter's Box today started at 6:30 a mm-hmm. game for the kids, mm-hmm. but the parents are playing instead of kids, mm-hmm. right? So it's very cool. And what the owner of the company decided that if you're going to play in the game, you have to donate $50, mm-hmm. and all of the funds they collect today will go to help my son-in-law's. Medical fees mm-hmm. because we're yeah. well in the six figures.
Yeah.
Yes. So
it's unfortunate situation, yeah. but
it is.
he's good. He's doing
good.
Better.
Mm-hmm. He just came home yeah. today.
Oh,
so
that's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I just wanted to know that everybody has a heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And God is good.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. 7:30 already.
Wow.
I tell you, time flies when you're really having fun, and we want to thank everyone for listening to another edition of Nailed It. And we mm-hmm. hope that everyone has learned something that they didn't know from the
yep.
show, and the contractors
mm-hmm.
heard some information that is helpful to them.
Yes.
And the listening audience mm-hmm. understood just a little bit more about what the Bahamian Contractors Association do in this country.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
And with that, we're out.
Great.
The door up forever.
When your building renovation projects are go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines. Maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about machinery and energy limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates as little as 5% down for first-time buyers and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
When we started Storm Frame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have that capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at Storm Frame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the odd hours.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Hey, y'all ever the new fiber steel on the market?
Yeah.
But don't rust.
Gone are the days of cracking spoils. Now that's a very easy to install. Fiber steel is here to stay. No more repairing that break up wall. FIB's the new steel in town. No salty air will ever break down. Rust or corrosion, that's in the past. In the Bahamas, now we're built to last. Say goodbye to rust forever, man. Goodbye to corrosion by the ocean, man. Say goodbye to rust forever. No rust, no corrosion. Fiber steel in our future, brother, man. FIB's in our future.
For more information on FRP concrete reinforcement products, call our development today at 603-4506 or visit our Facebook and IG page at Our Development BFRP. Say goodbye to Russ forever.